So let's review. The Gemara in Daf Pei Aleph established that Rabbi Yisi agrees that nedarim pertaining to rechitza v'kishrut, bathing and facial adornment, are at least considered devar shebeinoi lebeina, relevant to their personal relationship. We also attributed a braisa to Rabbi Yisi that listed tashmish shamita, marital relations, among the subjects that are devar shebeinoi lebeina. The Gemara now wonders, tashmish shamita lerabbanan, inu nefeshu oy devar shebeinoi lebeina? Do the Rabbana agree that Tashmish is only Dvar Meshebeinoi Lebeina and the husband can only be made for La'atzmai for himself? Or do the Rabbana disagree here as well and consider refraining from Tashmish to be Inu Nefesh and he can be made for La'acherim regarding others as well? The Gemara wants to resolve this Shaila from a Mishnah later in this parak. Netula Ani Manehudim. If she made a neder forbidding herself to have Tashmish with anyone, Yafer Chelkoi Umisham Shasai. He can nullify the neder as far as it affects him, and he is then permitted to her. But she is still forbidden to all others. Now, if Tashmish is a neder shel inu nefesh, then his afara would be effective regarding everyone else as well. The Gemara explains that we cannot bring any proofs from our perek, because kula pirkan Rabbi Yisi, all anonymous statements in our perek are attributed to Rabbi Yisi. This is learned from a superfluous phrase in our Mishnah. The Mishnah begins by quoting Rabbi Yisi's opinion. Rabbi Yisi Omer, Ein Eilu Nidra Inu Nefesh. Yet the Mishnah concludes Divrei Rabbi Yisi, unnecessarily repeating that this is the opinion of Rabbi Yisi. This must be to teach us that all anonymous statements in our parak are in fact the opinion of Rabbi Yisi. However, our question was about the opinion of the Rabbanan, which remains unresolved. The Ram therefore says that we are stringent and it can only be made for La'atzmoy as a neder shebeinoi lebeina. The Gemara continues. Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi, Kol Nedarim Baal Mefer LeIshtoi, Chutz Min HaNosi Al Pleini She'ena Mefer. If a woman forbade someone to benefit from her, the Baal cannot be Mefer the Neder. Aval Nos Pleini Alai Mefer. But if she forbade herself from benefiting from a particular person, he can be Mefer the Neder. Apparently not benefiting from a specific person is considered Inu Nefesh. The Gemara challenges this halacha from the second half of our Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, the following are nidri in a nefesh, even according to Rabbi Yisi. Amr koinim peiris ha'olam olai, hareza yachal hafer. If she forbid herself from all produce, it is a neder shel inu nefesh, and he can be mefer. Peiris medina zu olai, yavala me medina acheres. Forbidding herself from the produce of a specific country is not a neder shel inu nefesh, since she can get produce from another country. Similarly, peiris chen b'ni ze olai, einu yachal hafer. She can simply shop elsewhere. However, vim loy hoise parnasasi elim imenu hareze yafer, div Rabbi Yisi. If only this particular storekeeper extends him credit, then the Baal can be made for the neder, since she will have inui if she does not have money available to purchase her needs. The Ram points out that a neder from Peiris Medina Shehi Daraba, the produce of her country in which she resides, is also considered inu nefesh because it's at least as difficult as having to shop without credit. The Mishnah in the previous case must have referred to a neder from a Medina Acheres, a different country, and so there is no inu involved, since she can still benefit from all other countries. Now, the Gemara asks, if the Mishnah rules Peiris Medina Zu Olai, or Peiris Chen B'ni Ze Olai, Eino Yochel HaHofer, because being usher from one country, or sikh or storekeeper, are not considered inu nefesh, how can Shmuel rule that Hanos Pleini Olai Mefer, being usher from one person, is considered inu nefesh? The Gemara answers that Shmuel ruled that these are Nidri Inu Nefesh only according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, while our Mishnah, which rules that these are not Nidri Inu Nefesh, is the opinion of Rabbi Yisi. The Gemara adds that even Rabbi Yisi agrees that these are Dvar Meshebeinoi Lebeina, because it would be a great inconvenience for him to have to provide her with Peiris from another country or even from another storekeeper. The Ran explains that it would not be reasonable to say that the Rabbanan hold that it's Nidri Inu Nefesh, and Rabbi Yisi holds that it's not even Dvarm Shebeinoi Lebeina. The Gemara introduces a new question. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Nadre Mishtei Kikaris. If a woman makes a neder from two loaves of bread, Ba'achas Mis'ana, one loaf is made of fine flour and therefore refraining from it is an inui. Uba'achas Ein Mis'ana, while the other is made of coarse flour, and so its neder does not involve inui. Mitech Shu Meifel Mis'ana, Meifel L'She'ein Mis'ana. Shmuel holds that he can be made for the entire neder. Since shtei and davar achila, they're both food items, the part that is inui is gairur, brings along the part of the nether that is not inui, and that far affects both parts. Ravasi Amr Rabbi Yechanan, meifel l'mesana, ve'ei meifel l'she'ein mesana. Rabbi Yechanan holds that it can only be made for the part of the nether that is inui. The Ran explains the machlokes as follows. Shmuel learns from the pasuk ishah yifirena, as the Gemara later on Daf Pei Zayin says, yifirena kule mashma. You can only be made for an entire nether. He cannot be made for half of the nether. Therefore, since the Torah allows for hafar to avoid inu nefesh, in this case, he can be made for the entire nether, even the part which does not directly involve inui, the misana b'she'ein misana talya, since this is the only way to avoid the inui of the other half. However, Rabbi Yechanan takes the opposite approach and says that in this case, the Torah would allow for hafar of half a nether, because the pasuk only requires hafara on kalan neder shu yachal hafar, as much of the neder as he can be made for, in this case, the part of the neder that entails inui. The Ran asks, Shmuel rules nadr mishteki kars miter shu meifel mesana meifel l'she'in mesana, because e'ef shu leil hafar l'chatzayin. While the Mishnah earlier rules, netula ani min ha'yehudim yafar chelkoi u'misham shasai u'tehei netula min ha'yehudim. He can nullify the nether as far as it affects him, but she's still forbidden to all others. The Ran answers that the halacha e'efshal l'hafa l'chatzayin applies only to hafara of nidri inu nefesh, because the pasuk yifirena is written regarding inu nefesh. However, the Torah does allow for hafara l'chatzayin for a nether that is partly dvar m'shabenoi l'bina. The logic behind this distinction is as follows. His ability to be made for nidri inu nefesh is mishum kepeda dida, so that she wouldn't have inu. And so the Torah wants him to be made for the entire nether in case she will have inu from the other half. However, his ability to be made for Dvar M'shebeinoi L'beinah is Mishum Kepeda Debal, so that he is not affected by it. Therefore, B'mayda Le'kapit, U'B'mayda Kapit Shari. It suffices for him to be made for the part of the nether that is Beinoi L'beinah, and leave the rest that does not affect him.